Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty, not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. You've got the tools, password manager, private browser, encrypted messaging, secure email, maybe a VPN, file encryption, but here's the honest question: are you actually using them every day? Or are they sitting there while you default back to Chrome and Gmail because it's easier? Today we fix that. We're building a privacy workflow that sticks. This episode is a turning point. We've spent the last several episodes introducing tools, one at a time, each important on its own. But tools don't help if they're not integrated into how you actually work. Today we're building your daily privacy workflow. Here's what usually happens. You get excited about privacy. You install a bunch of tools. You use them for a week. Then life gets busy, convenience wins, and you're back to your old habits. This is normal. And it's not a willpower problem. It's a systems problem. The solution isn't trying harder. It's making private choices the default, making the secure option the easy option, building a workflow where privacy doesn't require constant decisions. Think about it like this. You don't decide to lock your door every time you leave the house. It's automatic. That's what we're building for your digital life. Let's walk through a day with privacy integrated. You wake up. You pick up your phone. First instinct, check messages. Here's the shift. Signal is your default messaging app. Not because you consciously chose it this morning, but because you moved your important conversations there. Your family group chat, your close friends, the people you actually want to hear from first thing. You check email, you open ProtonMail or Tuta, not because you remembered to, but because that's where your important email goes now. Gmail still exists for spam and accounts you don't care about, but it's not where you start your day. You want to look something up. You open Firefox or Brave, not Chrome. It's your default browser. The icon is where Chrome used to be. You don't think about it. You search for something. DuckDuckGo or Brave Search is your default. You type in the address bar, results come back. No decision required. Notice the pattern. You're not making choices. The private option is the default. The old option requires extra effort. Now you're working. Documents, communication, research. You need to save a file. Sensitive documents go to your VeraCrypt container or Cryptomator vault. You've already set these up. They mount when you need them, dismount when you don't. Dragging a file there takes no more effort than saving anywhere else. You need to send a sensitive message. Signal for personal, maybe encrypted email for professional. If someone isn't on Signal, you text them a link to install it. Hey, I'd rather chat on Signal, here's why. You become the person who helps others level up. You need to create an account somewhere. Your password manager generates a unique password and saves it. This takes less effort than thinking up a password yourself. You might use an email alias from Simple Login so this random service doesn't get your real email. You're browsing and notice a lot of cookie consent banners. Your browser already has uBlock Origin and Privacy Badger installed. Most trackers are blocked before they load. The few that slip through get cleared when you close the browser. You're on public Wi-Fi. Your VPN connects automatically or you have it set to prompt when on unknown networks. One click, you're protected. Again, these aren't decisions, they're defaults. The work is in setting them up once, not in choosing them every time. Let's talk about how you communicate with different people. Inner circle. Close friends, family, anyone you trust completely. Signal. End-to-end encrypted disappearing messages enabled. This is where real conversations happen. Professional contacts, colleagues, clients, business relationships. Encrypted email when possible. Regular email when necessary, but you're conscious about what you put in writing. Nothing sensitive goes through Gmail. Casual contacts and services, newsletters, accounts, random websites, email aliases, throwaway addresses. This layer absorbs the spam and data harvesting so your real inbox stays clean. The key insight, You're not being paranoid with everyone. You're being intentional about who gets what level of access. Close relationships get the most security. Random services get the least. A sustainable privacy workflow needs maintenance, but not much. Once a week, spend 5 minutes on hygiene. Check your password manager. Any weak passwords flagged? Any breached accounts detected? Fix them. Review recent accounts. Did you create any accounts this week? Did you use unique passwords and email aliases? If not, go back and fix them now while you remember. Clear your browsers. Close all tabs. Clear cookies. Start fresh. Some people do this daily. Weekly is the minimum. Check your VPN. Is it still working? Log into your account. Make sure nothing weird is happening. Backup check. Are your password manager backups current? Your encrypted container passwords backed up? This is the most important thing. Lose these and you lose everything. This isn't a burden. 5 minutes. Set a weekly reminder. Make it a habit like checking your bank account or reviewing your calendar. You don't need to be perfect. You need to be consistent. Here's the privacy 80-20, the 20% of changes that give you 80% of the protection. Password manager with unique passwords everywhere. This alone prevents most account compromises. Private browser as your default. Firefox with uBlock Origin. Brave. Either one. This blocks most tracking. Signal for close contacts. Not everyone. Just the people who matter. This protects your most personal conversations. Encrypted email for anything sensitive. Proton Mail or Tuta. Doesn't have to be everything, just what matters. File encryption for sensitive documents. One Vera Crypt container, one Cryptomator vault. Done. That's it. That's the foundation. Everything else is optimization. You can add more over time. VPN for public Wi-Fi. Email aliases for new accounts. More aggressive browser hardening. But don't let the pursuit of perfect prevent implementing good. If you're starting from scratch, don't try to change everything today. Week 1. Password Manager. Import everything. Start using it for new accounts. Week 2. Browser Switch. Install Firefox or Brave. Make it default. Add uBlock Origin. Week 3. Search Engine. Switch to DuckDuckGo or Brave Search. Week 4. Messaging. Install Signal. Invite your closest contacts. Week 5. Email. Create a Proton Mail account. Start migrating important services. Week 6. File Encryption. Create your first Vera Crypt container and Cryptomator vault. 6 weeks, one change per week. Each change builds on the last. By the end, you have a complete privacy workflow without ever feeling overwhelmed. This is what practical privacy looks like. Not constant vigilance, smart defaults. Not paranoia, intention. Not perfection, consistency. You've now completed phase 2 of the Cypherpunk Notes journey. You have the foundation, password management, private browsing, secure search, encrypted email, encrypted messaging, VPN knowledge, and file encryption. Next episode, we level up. We're talking about Linux, why Windows is a privacy nightmare, and how to escape it. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Learn more at cypherpunkschool.com. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.